bolstering immigration law. Governor Greg Abbott called the situation an invasion of migrants. This has been an SRN News special report. I'm John Scott.
This is Dennis Prager. I am excited to announce the all-new Pragertopia Plus. You can listen to my show whenever it's convenient for you, all commercial free and all on demand. Now with Prager Plus, search topics, guests, and segments all the way back to 2010. And now a truly exciting new benefit, my monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. This is where for an hour each month, Pragertopia Plus members get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. That's right, anything. It's on video. I'll be talking to you and answering your questions. We may even have a special guest every now and then. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is only available to Pragertopia Plus members. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
President Trump has restored the idea of America.
America great! Exclamation point.
The Dow Jones made history today, closing over 26,000 points for the first time.
This is a standout report.
He's going to bring all these jobs back. Well, how exactly are you going to do that? What magic wand do you have?
Hand me down my walking cane. Hand me down my hat.
I'm going to bomb the out of them.
The collusion delusion is over.
Fake news.
Unbelievable.
So dishonest.
Mr. President. Pardon me, ma'am.
Mr. President. Mr. President. Are you,
that's enough. Put down the mic.
So much winning.
Everything he does.
Every day is NASCAR.
Seems to come out right.
Donald Trump. Keeper of promises.
I will fight for you, and I will win for you.
America is winning again. You're helping November 3rd, 2020. Can you believe it's right around the corner?
So you ready? Let's go. Let me hear it.
Bye.
Well, there's an afterthought if there ever was one. Welcome to Happy Hour on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. We're on the other side of the mics now, except you can't see us. I can't think of a single reason why this show can't be on news tubes like Joey's.
You sure is ugly.
Well, there's one reason.
I don't know about that.
But,
have you seen me lately?
Huh?
Have you seen me lately?
You're looking great.
I don't know about that.
Hey, I gotta find something to show you. Maybe I'll even play it on the air. Why not? Because the news sucks. It sucks every day, and I'm getting tired of it. I don't want to talk about the news. Let me see if I can find this little thing in here. I sent it out to a few people last night, including Goose. This is great radio, listening to somebody scroll through their Facebook messages looking for a link. Oops, I clicked too hard.
Oh no, I hate it. Oh yeah, I didn't have a chance to watch that.
Good evening, how are you? Welcome back. We first of all want to tell you, don't do anything. Stay right where you are. There's a brand new show coming up, as a matter of fact, called Headline Chasers here on Channel 10.
Is that you?
That's me at your age, pal. Do we not look like twins?
Yeah, we kind of do.
I really do.
This, as you can plainly see, is training night for Gregory Benjamin. This is Greg Budell from Waxy FM. He's our trainee. He's learning the easiest job in the world, which is how to give away cash money.
You ready? Like french fries with that order,
french
sir?
Fries, you're doing fine. Okay. So far, so good. Now, what's going to happen here is we're going to give away...
Fawcett.
Yeah?
I see it now. All the stories you've told me, and I mean this in the most heterosexual way possible. What a stud. Like, seriously, Greg. I get it now.
I do. I'm glad I thought to do this because I'm feeling a little better now.
I mean, the pink is all right, but yeah.
Well, I mean, that was Miami Vice time.
Right, yeah,
that's
right.
Like 86, I believe.
Real men wear pink.
Well, that's actually more of a magenta than a pink. Mm-hmm. But I wish I could get that jacket back. That's an nice, unstructured, lightweight jean jacket that you could wear in South Florida. Wish you could get the hair back, too. The body of my hair. I miss it.
Right. You still have the stash, though.
Yeah, yeah. It's a little darker in the image. Let me watch just another minute of this.
Weigh $1,000. Guaranteed at least $1,000 right here.
Oh, I know what I need to tell you. The guy that's talking with the hat, that's the guy we're talking to. That was his DJ style.
Wow.
Rickshaw.
I see it now.
Yeah, because he's a fast talker.
To somebody watching Channel 10 tonight, you're listening to Wax AFM today. You know what the phrase that pays is. That's how it works. You listen to the radio, and we give it to you every hour between 6 in the morning and 6 at night. So it's really easy to pick up that phrase that pays. You got to move your hand. You got to be a little animated. It's television, unlike radio. They see things, you see. So we're going to ask somebody to call us up if you know the phrase that pays. If your caller tells...
You now know why it was impossible to get a word in edgewise with this guy.
The phrase that pays.
That's the way it worked with Ricky Ticky. And when I got there, that station actually became my favorite personal station. I made it my mission in life to get a job there, and it took me a year. Mm. And I made more money than I thought I would starting out. Owned by RKO. They were the best radio company aside from Blue Warner. Because if you needed something, they sent a check. I never asked for a raise. They gave me one.
Wow.
Whether I asked for it or not, I'd get a check. My paycheck, it would be like substantially bigger. And I'd say, is this a mistake? No. They raised you to whatever it was. It was wonderful. It was like heaven.
Different time, man.
In fact, I wrote about the day I hit the stratosphere in this month's Boom Magazine column. General manager wakes me up out of sound sleep. It was late May.
1985. Wow.
I've imitated Rick. This general manager was a wonderful guy. But he talked like this. And I answered the phone. Sounded like Sonny. He says, I was wondering if you'd mind if we'd raise your salary to $100,000 a year.
Wow.
That's a nice thing to hear when somebody wakes you up.
Yeah.
And,
especially in the early 80s.
So I let that sink in for a second. Yeah, no, I don't mind. No, please, go right ahead. Do as you wish. That was the 80s. That was the prosperity of the 80s. Do you see that happening now? And then I go on MSN News, and the generation behind you and the generation behind them, they're all making demands in the workplace that are like, I can't, I read this stuff with my mouth hanging open, like, who owns the damn company? If you don't like the way the company is set up, don't work there. They want everything. They want more money. They want flexible hours. They don't want the five-day week. They don't want, they, you know, it's just crazy. In the dot-com bubble era, all these companies that were getting tons of cash out of the market, instead of investing it in real things that would grow and produce revenue, they were investing in things like dog sitters and cafeterias and free meals and
pets.com.
Yeah. And then that bubble burst.
And then we reinflated it through the housing market.
Yeah, it's a vicious cycle. But what's happening now is just sickening.
It is. We're getting
wow, the New York Attorney General, she could begin seizing his properties Monday.
Yep.
Can he then appeal?
Yeah, that Judge Knapp was saying that his attorneys are going to try to make the case that if Trump could try to liquidate the Trump Organization, try to liquidate all the stuff they have to raise the cash, but they have a court-ordered monitor over their finances, so the monitor won't allow them to do that, to raise the cash. So I said, is this essentially checkmate? And Knapp said, yeah. Now, wow. I mean, it's really, this is mob behavior right here.
Oh, it absolutely is. In fact, the mob is probably making notes, watching the government now. Used to be the other way around.
I've been indicted more times than Alphonse Capone.
What is this?
Jeff.
Hello, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing today?
That has yet to be determined.
How are you? I went to the Seafood Bistro today. Me and Mr. Kaiser went and took that $20 gift ticket I won, and it was excellent.
Yeah, that's the food's great at the bistro.
That seafood gumbo was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm glad you had a good time. And you won that, how'd you win that?
I called into the radio station a few weeks back.
Do you remember how you won it, what you had to come up with? I don't remember what I was doing 8 weeks back.
I think it was a question and I answered it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad, Jeff, and I really appreciate you calling in to tell us you had a good experience there.
Yeah, it was good. I'll be going back again.
Glad to know that.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, that's Paul and the team at Seafood Bistro. Right up the street from us, about a couple of doors further south from the Fresh Market at 312. Let me get a word in here for Duncan Tomlinson, attorneys at law. They specialize in family law. When you're going through a family crisis, whether it's divorce, whether you are seeking it or somebody has... Well, I mean, I was on the air when process server came in and dumped a phone book's worth of pages in my lap saying, you've been served. And I'm looking at this, and right at the top, there's an RSO, restraining order. You are not allowed to discuss this on the air. Because I never hurt anybody physically, but... And I was doing a show at the time with another guy named Steve Kane. I said, Steve, I got to bail. I could go to jail for this. But what happened that those listening that day did not see was that my emotions went ballistic. And instead of turning it over to somebody and saying, please handle this for me, I decided to try and manage it myself and made everything worse. So I understand the human side of the equation, but when you are confronted with crisis, it can get the best of you. Don't let that happen. Turn it over. That's the key to life in so many different venues and arenas. Give the situation to people who are prepared to handle it on your behalf. And Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson are practitioners of advocacy with passion. You'll know you have somebody on your side who will tell you the truth and prepare you for whatever the situation, whatever direction it may take, but you'll know exactly what to expect. They also, in addition to divorces, handle adoptions, custody cases. Maybe you've been ambushed by something from the past that somebody's trying to change. All these things can turn you inside out. Don't let it happen. You retain the power when you call 819-4810 and request a consultation with Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson. The entire menu of their family law services are available at this web address, thealabamafamilylawyers.com, or again, 819-4810.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The store. How about if I do that till 6? It'll make as much sense as the news does. The show will start any minute now.
Come out to Wind Creek Montgomery March 28th through the 30th for 3 action-packed days of competition, fun, and live entertainment during our second annual Pusa Jeep Fest. Check out the Jeeps and watch them compete for great prizes. Join in on the pizza eating contest. Shop or grab a bite at Food Truck Alley. New this year, take a photo with our 62-foot inflatable Bigfoot, free to the public. See times and details at windcreekmontgomery.com.
Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC. The Pusa Jeep Fest in Wind Creek is sponsored and endorsed by FCA US LLC.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. We've helped over 30,000 families out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. If your timeshare agreement goes on forever, if you were told timeshares are a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, you have questions, we have the answers. At Wesley Financial Group, we're dedicated to helping timeshare owners get out of their financial nightmare. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free. explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call now for your free timeshare exit information kit. Call 800-761-0000. That's 800-761-0000. 800-761-0000.
The Johnny Adams Law Firm. They want you to stay safe on the road. Please don't text and drive. Get to your destination safely. Your family and friends will thank you. From the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our late season cool snap continues. In fact, I think we're headed back to the 30s tonight. I've got us at 37 for the overnight low and maybe a little bit of patchy frost first thing in the morning. Tomorrow, not quite as cool as it has been, but a high temperature near 70 and a lot of sunshine. We will be in the low 70s on Thursday and the risk of scattered showers holding off till late Thursday night into Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Everything that guy just says, bull. Thank you.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Tuition free.
Ladies and gentlemen, the candidates.
Does adulthood dismay you? Vote me and I'll pay you. You won't have to grow up, it's true. All your bills will be paid. Your adulthood delayed. And I'll give all this money to you. Bob Commute.
I got to tell you, there are certain things in life you really have to be in the mood to do. I wasn't really referring to that, although that is true. And I don't know what it is. I am just burnout. I'm burnout. I can't stand what's happening. I cannot help but care that our government, the shameless suck hook. If you're a Democrat, you know what? You have a serious lack of brain development. You'd let babies vote because only somebody with an underdeveloped brain would vote for what's happening right now. I suppose there's nothing wrong with seeing a political rival lose an election. I mean, it's kind of become a sport. It's a blood sport. But you stand by and watch what they're doing to Donald Trump. You are a cretin. You are subhuman douchebags. You are. What the hell's wrong with you? Because I know you'd be screaming and shrieking to the high heavens if it was your guy going through this. We got a doddering old fart in the White House who a special prosecutor determined stole documents, took documents, whatever the hell the term is. But no jury would convict him because he'd be seen as a kind man with a poor memory. That's justice in America. They're going to start seizing his properties because he paid a loan off on time. Suppose somebody came to your house and said, we don't like you, so we're going to take your car. But it's paid for. That's too bad. We just don't like you. And we don't want you to have a successful life. We're going to do everything we can to make your life a living hell. That's what they're doing. I know you got to care about this. This is real serious stuff. That this government has no problem, no qualms whatsoever. And yet these same assholes on the left, and that includes Democrats, have, oh my God, Putin. You are Vladimir Putin. You suck. You're trying to create the same freaking country he runs right here on my watch, and I hate it. So kiss my ass. Seriously, the same, he met with Putin, what a horrible human being. You are Vladimir Putin. You're worse than he is because you're breaking our laws to be like him. What the fork is wrong with you people? Why can't you win on merit? Why can't you win an argument? No, you have to turn it into a police state with cretins like Letitia James, that smug smirker fat ass in the courtroom there. I ran. Who runs? I'm going to get this son of a bitch. That's what she did. I'm going to get Trump. And New York voted for, we think. You can't really be sure who voted for what anymore because our election system is so compromised and messed up. Who knows? Who knows who belongs in office now and who is sitting on the sideline unfairly because the election was stolen from them? Like it was Donald Trump. Yeah, that's right. And we are rapidly heading to the point where liking Donald Trump is going to be a crime. Unless he gets in and bulldozes the first 30 layers and then the next 30 layers of this horrendous, corrupt, criminal deep state that's running our show. I popped a few veins during that, so I am going to take a break here. And then we'll be back.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Ulta Beauty's semi-annual beauty event is happening now. Unleash your love for beauty with 50% off daily beauty steals on hair, skin, makeup, and fragrance. Shop your favorite brands like Tarte and Fenty Beauty by Rihanna. Plus, grab perfect hair care pairs from brands like Redken and Olaplex. And check out new arrivals from brands like Charlotte Tilbury and Dyson. Shop the Ulta Beauty semi-annual beauty event online, in-store, or try pickup today. Now through March 28th. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful. Conditions apply.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
We need to do something a little different to get workers into the workforce, not wait until 4 years after they graduate.
Adam Seeley and Eric West are launching Baldwin Prep Academy, getting high school students right out of school and into the workforce with skills absolutely in demand everywhere. It's a model being used across the country. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Afternoon from, of all places, the Supreme Court, who has decided that Texas can enforce its law. Now, it didn't rule on the law. It's going to go through the appeals process, but they rejected the Biden administration's attempt. And here again, how obscenely ridiculous this is. I forget where this happened, but one of the states, some judge, some a-hole judge, putting on a black robe does not make you a good judge. I don't know how some of these people get into the judiciary. I really don't. Or what country they think they're serving. But some judge somewhere ruled that illegal aliens have the right to carry guns. What is American citizenship today? Is it worth anything? Doesn't seem like it. They can't wait to take your gun, you law-abiding citizen, but let's give it to people that have already proven to be criminal in nature by breaking into the country. with, of course, a helping hand from the jackass in the White House. This is why I don't know that I can do this anymore. I really don't know that I can do this anymore. Because I hate this. Not the job. Those of you who've been long-term listeners know that lately I've been trying to drive the show into some lighter material for the afternoon drive home. But as a human being, as an American, I cannot look the other way. Just can't. And ultimately, I'm going to have to decide whether it's in my best health to stay here and do this, because I really don't know. And I'm not looking for calls. I don't even want any calls today. I'm just telling you the truth. I really don't know if I can keep doing this. It's not fun. And it used to be that you could affect, even as recently as the Tea Party days, we could make things happen through a radio show like this one. We can't do anything now. We're powerless. Because the enemy we face is our own government. So stay tuned, kids. I'm not trying to be Daddy Downer this afternoon, but I don't like feeling like this. Here's a story that says a study from the Ohio State University found that breathing, not venting, works better to soothe anger. Well, that's nice to know now. But nobody wants to tune in a talk show to hear somebody breathe unless it's heavy and there's something going on. You might want to eavesdrop on that. I've already lost my voice. I blew it out in the first segment. Because I care. I've lived a few years and I hate, and I mean that with a capital H, I hate what's happening right now. I just don't know what seat I want to have when I watch all of this unfold. So I guess instead of screaming into a microphone, I'll just start breathing heavily. Bill.
Hey, Greg.
Hey.
I listen to you, brother. Keep up the good fight. You don't realize how good you're doing, because we need to keep this going. I mean, it's almost like the public has just resigned the fact that the government can do whatever the hell they want to do to us, and nobody puts up a fight. What's gonna happen in November when they pull this crap again? And you know they will.
Yeah.
What are we gonna do? What are we going to do? Are we just going to sit on our hands and just because if we don't win in November, it's over, dude.
No, you're not kidding. It's over. At that point, it's time for the Second Amendment to finally be put to good use.
You know, I hate to say that, but it really is. I mean, we got to take a stand because, I mean, we got to call their bluff, and they think that they can get away with this. And it's not going to fly. It ain't going to fly in Alabama. It ain't going to fly in Georgia.
No, or Texas.
I can tell you. You're damn right. They better come with an army, because that's what it's going to take. And I'm sick and tired of it, just like you. And I tell you what we can do. One thing each and every one of us can do as citizens is stop watching the damn news.
Yeah.
Turn it off. And I hate to say this, but that goes for WSFA, WAKA. I'll watch the sports and the weather, and that's about it. Because they're reading the propaganda, brother.
That's I mean, I don't know who's spoon-feeding them this crap, what kind of a network it is, but it's mostly coming from Barack Hussein Obama, America's news director. Piece of crap.
Yeah, I guess you saw where he's over there in England meeting. Who was he meeting with the other day? I saw him walking in some office.
Probably some ass-kissing jerk using him for some type of publicity purpose. I'm about to post something. Well, there's that. I'm going to have to post something else now, too. Hang on one second, friends. Because I'm looking at a cover. I think it's Newsweek magazine. Hang on. Be patient with me. Ah. Let me, all right, it's on X. Oh, it's The Guardian. Okay, and the cover has Joe Biden, and the headline says, this is elections 2020. Biden warns against primary bloodbath as Sanders sharpens attacks ahead of Congress. We should arrest this son of a bitch. We should, this, dude, I'm probably going to wind up off the air before 6 o'clock today.
Well, just hang in there. You're not the only one that feels like this. And I'm telling you, I talk to a lot of people every day that feel the same way we do. We're just quiet and we just sit on our hands. And with them weaponizing the Department of Justice, I mean, frankly, a lot of people are afraid to do anything.
That's true. I mean, that's the point. Make you afraid to fight back. They already know we can. They remember the Tea Party. We were there. Hey, I got it. I'm going to put it on Facebook right now. Oh, my God. Exclamation point. Bloodbath. Followed by 20 question marks. There you go, President Prick. That's for you. Thanks for the call,
buddy. Well, I love you, brother. I tell you, I love you. Keep it up. Keep the blood pressure down. We're going to be all right, but we need to come together and fight.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, everybody just turn the news off. Just turn it freaking off. You might as well be watching the freaking Cartoon Network. I'm telling you, it's all garbage.
Cartoon Network.
Y'all have
that
a good
made
day.
Me smile.
But
thanks, Bill. That was a good call. So, yes, do call. It's Sandy Watson.
Hi, buddy. Well, you cannot quit. You cannot quit. You cannot quit. If we don't have you and Joey, what do we have?
Well, I mean, I still have a morning show. We generally avoid this. Although last week I had a meltdown over, I don't even remember what it was, but I went nuts in the morning show. And there's that lying mouthpiece for this administration, that freak, Corinne Jean-Paul Pierre Piswit, whatever her name is. And I have something on her today, too. She's out there regurgitating crap. All that woman does is lie. How do these people live with themselves?
And she's paid well to do it.
That's, we got to come up with a better one than that, but I understand what you're saying. Thank you, Sandy.
All right. Love you.
Love you, too.
Bye. Your meltdown was over the Fannie Willis.
Oh yeah, that's when that pussy judge in Georgia. Pardon my French, but when the judge, he's got two practicing perjurers. He's got a mountain of evidence that they lied their asses off on the stand, and his bold decision was, one of you has to leave the case. An absolute outrage, but we can't have judges making decisions on cases like this when the woman that he is considering removing from the case put him in the damn judgeship. He donated to her campaign. How dumb is he? Those two belong under the jail. But one of you can stay. It's just insane. Totally insane. I am going to take another break. And the fun part of this break will be seeing whether I'm here or on the way home in a couple of minutes.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Accident. This is going to be on Perry Hill Road, right at Vaughn Road. Watch out for emergency vehicles headed there to help those folks out. Also had a medical emergency earlier, 85 northbound at Perry Hill Road. So there should be fire medics headed there as well. Buckle up, drive carefully. No other problems that we're aware of at the moment. We've just got light to mostly moderate traffic everywhere. A little busy around the boulevard, especially East Boulevard at Vaughn Road and at Troy Highway in East Boulevard. When you need the best equipment, Thompson Tractor has everything from compact construction to heavy-duty machines. With over 65 years of service, Thompson Tractor's on Highway 80 off I-85. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. Montgomery firefighters responded to a house fire in the 2800 block of Walina Avenue shortly before 5 a.m. Monday. A six-year-old girl and an adult man were found unconscious inside the home and transported to Jackson Hospital. A 15-year-old girl admitted to setting the fire and was charged with first-degree arson. Hyundai officials announced the company would begin offering child care subsidies to workers at their Montgomery plant. The payments would cover 25% of the employee's total monthly child care costs, up to $150 per month. The United Auto Workers recently announced a unionization push at the plant. Central Alabama Crime Stoppers reports scammers are posing as Alabama law enforcement. The fraudsters are calling people asking for money to pay off a warrant. The scam is also being reported in other areas of the state as well. Never give money or personal information to strangers on the internet. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
I'm Alabama's personal injury attorney, Johnny Adams. Alabama's personal injury law firm is the Johnny Adams Law Firm. If you've been injured, call 500-5000.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system in the state and provide critical peer-to-peer health care programs specifically tailored for veterans that no private clinics in the state offer. Alabama's nearly 400,000 veterans and their families have faithfully taken care of our nation. Now it's time to give them the health care access they've earned. Pass House Bill 197 and Senate Bill 135 now.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
For 65 years, Guardian Credit Union has been your trusted financial partner. And now we're proud to extend that trust further by introducing Guardian Insurance Services. Whether protecting your home, car, or even your business, we've got the coverage that fits your needs. Our team is here to guide you every step of the way with the personalized service you know and love. Call 334-819-7555 for a free quote today. Guardian Insurance Services, building on 65 years of trust, now safeguarding your future.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest news, Alabama values.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our late season cool snap continues. In fact, I think we're headed back to the 30s tonight. I've got us at 37 for the overnight low and maybe a little bit of patchy frost first thing in the morning. Tomorrow, not quite as cool as it has been, but a high temperature near 70 and a lot of sunshine. We will be in the low 70s on Thursday and the risk of scattered showers holding off till late Thursday night into Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If I were the devil, if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness. And I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree. Thee. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old, I would teach to pray after me, our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. What'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing. Paul Harvey.
Boilermakers, Bobcats, Bears, Bison, and Badgers. You got a pair of Dukes, Spartans, Gales, Flyers, and Lancers. Golden Eagles, Golden Grizzlies, Crimson Tide, Red Raiders. Blue Jays, Blue Devil, Cyclones, and Gators. Huskies, Hatters, Five Bulldogs, Antelopes, Jackrabbits, and Horned Frogs. Cowboys, Two Aggies, Longhorns, Broncos. 34 down, 34 to go. Four Cougars, Catamounts, Cornhuskers, Cavaliers, Ducks, Owls, Eagles, Hilltoppers, the Volunteers, Tar Heels, Blazers, Raiders, Rams, and Jayhawks, Fighting Illini, Aztecs, and Peacocks, Three Wildcats, Three Tigers, Lobos, the Beach Seahawks, Gamecocks, Buffaloes, Wolfpack, twice the Zips, that's it. Write them down, fill out your brackets. It's March Madness.
This is ESPN's Clueless Bracketology with the winner of last year's office pool, Linda from Accounting. Linda, your thoughts on Colgate?
I love Colgate, especially their overnight whitening pen.
Right. Duke is a 4 seed. Do they have a chance?
Okay, so I don't know what seeds are, but my dog growing up was named Duke, so I love them.
You think they could beat UConn?
Ew, Connecticut is like the most boring state.
Okay, any thoughts on Drake?
I haven't listened to Drake since before COVID.
Finally, who do you have in the Final Four?
Okay, so I have BYU, because if you switch around the letters, it spells buy, and I love shopping. St. Mary's, because Mary's my middle name. Kentucky, because horses. And Gonzaga, because it's so fun to say. Gonzaga. Gonzaga.
You're watching ESPN's Clueless Bracketology. More expert analysis after this.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
Well, those who do are watching ESPN and all the talking heads that they're paying seven-figure salaries to make predictions that are largely going to be incorrect. 272-9228 is our number on Newstalk 93.1 FM. I don't have much of a voice left, so you're probably going to hear a lot of clips this afternoon. In fact, I got one off Twitter. I posted that, this whole scam, this whole media-driven scam with the word bloodbath. First of all, it's a big distraction from everything else. Biden screaming at his staff because his poll numbers suck. What does he expect? Here's the thing I don't understand. He's getting monumentally bad grades on virtually every aspect of his presidency. Yet polls come out and say 46% want to vote for him. Tell me what's right and what's wrong. I don't understand that. I don't see how anybody whose neuroreceptors are still connecting can support that guy. It's not even Republican and Democrat anymore. It's sane versus insane. And what's happening is insane. But that's not the clip I wanted to play. This was posted by Elon Musk, so I'm assuming it's pretty good. Oh, it's even better when the volume is turned up. And then it reboots. The little circle is spinning in the middle of the thing. It's just not ready to play. Come on, man. Elon. All right, now I got to find the volume thing. Okay, it's supposed to be working.
They're very smart, very streetwise, and I would do the same thing. If I had prisons that were teeming with MS-13 and all sorts of people that they've got to take care of for the next 50 years, right? Young people, they're in jail for years, and if you call them people, I don't know if you call them people. In some cases, they're not people, in my opinion, but I'm not allowed to say that because the radical left says that's a terrible thing to say. They say you have to vote against him because did you hear what he said about humanity? I've seen the humanity, and these humanity, these are bad, these are animals, okay? And we have to stop it. We can't have another Lakin. We have so many people. We have so many people being hurt so badly and being killed. They're sending their prisoners to see us. They're sending, and they're bringing them right to the border. And they're dropping them off, and we're allowing them to come in. And these are tougher than anybody we've got in the country. These are hardened criminals. And we've got hundreds of thousands of them. And, we're not going to take it. We're just not going to take it. We're destroying. They are destroying our country. I'm telling you, he's the worst president we've ever had and the most incompetent president we've ever had. And he's also the most crooked president we have ever had. Now, other than that, I think he's doing an excellent job. Do we?
All right. So in conjunction with that, the Supreme Court told Texas today they can enforce the law they passed. At least in Texas, they can take illegals off the street. Where they're going to put them all, I don't know. But it all comes back to one thing. We got a judge ruling in another state that illegals can carry handguns. That's very comforting to me. That's very comforting. What about citizens? What about us? What about protecting us? That is the fundamental job. Their job, we don't have a government. This country was founded by insurrectionists who were tired of oppressive leadership, about being told what to do, who they had to worship, all of this stuff. The First Amendment is absolute. When the government is in concert with the incredibly influential social media services to mute our opinion, our free speech, they're the enemy of the people. If what they had to sell was so great, they wouldn't have to stifle an opposing view to sell it. It's just wrong. It's constitutionally wrong. It's morally wrong. And Ketanji Brown, one of our Supreme Court justices, has an issue with laws that would... That's how this country was founded, you ignorant woman. For that very reason. So the government wouldn't be in coercion with social media and shutting down opinions that they don't like. And shame on these companies. Thank God Elon Musk got Twitter. At least there's some sunlight on the horizon. But Mark Zuckerberg is still doing their bidding on Facebook. We all know that. When I put a post up that matters, it gets like 5 reactions. But if I put Rich Thomas's breakfast on Facebook, it gets a couple of hundred. Here's Ed.
Hey, I appreciate your better half gave you a tip on that Brazi bread, the cheese bread at Costco, and how to save it for leftovers so it's not hard as a rock when you eat it. So she told me that she got it there at Costco, and you got to wrap it in paper towels in the microwave to make it soft again. But that's some good stuff.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Brazil bread at Costco, the cheese bread.
Oh.
But I have an original joke. It's plain. I want to see how lame it is. So Commander Biden's dog, they found out why he was biting all these Secret Service. It seems he was actually just mad at the big guy because he gave everybody in the family a cut but him and couldn't get to him but go through the Secret Service. So he was biting all the Secret Service to get to Biden. I hear a lame pause there.
I'm calming down. So I'm smiling but not laughing. The guy can't even manage his own dog, and he's running the country. How many?
Yeah, poor dog.
Let me have, I don't know what the local ordinances say, but if your dog bites somebody, isn't the dog impounded for like 24 hours? Don't they have to be tested to make sure that they're not rabid?
And I think they shoot them, don't they?
I don't know if they shoot them, but I think if you have a dog that bites or is a recurring biter, they usually do say this dog is a threat, so they euthanize it.
Yeah, I don't feel I feel sorry for Commander, really.
Well, I do too.
Toxic relationship.
I feel sorry for Commander because it's hardest to be the smartest guy in the room in that house. Thanks for the call. All right, 3:57 already, huh? We're having the time of our lives. I know. If I talk about Morris Capuano, I'll calm down because Morris is the kind of person that can walk into a room and defuse the negative energy. And that's the kind of person you want when you need money for a mortgage or a home improvement. He is with Troy Bank and Trust now. Troy Bank and Trust is a forever entity. They have resources throughout the state of Alabama. And I can say that because it's in Troy Bank and Trust charter that they can't be merged with another company. And Morris now has access to their resources to help you. People still buy houses, even when interest rates are where they're at. If you need a mortgage, you need a mortgage. Remember that big deduction that comes with it. Call them at 409-9300. If you're sitting in a home that has a much lower interest rate mortgage, but there's a home improvement you would like to make, call 409-9300 and let Morris get you the money from Troy Bank and Trust. Perhaps you're looking at investing, or maybe you have a business that you would like to start. Call Morris, 409-9300. He's helped many people launch their dream. That's what he does. He is the dream come true guy, whether it's a new home, a home improvement, an investment, or starting a business. Reach out at 409-9300 for Morris Capuano with Troy Bank and Trust, an equal housing lender, member FDIC, NMLS number 88697. All right, we have traffic going into the top of the hour and a fresh edition of SRN News in a few minutes.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service, equipment and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all year. 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. Skipper Pools.